The United Kingdom have been recording and analysing the way cows communicate with their young to translate the meaning behind the moos. Over a 10-month-long study at a farm in Radcliffe-on-Trent, a team from the University of Nottingham and Queen Mary University of London identified two distinct maternal calls. Dr. Alan McElligott of Queen Mary University of London is on the line now. Dr. McElligott, good afternoon. Thanks for taking our call.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Just before we talk about what you did and what you've achieved, let's just let our listeners listen in to what the kind of sounds that you've been listening to and others in the research team over the last number of months. These are some of the sounds from the cows. Well, Dr. McElligott, would I be putting you on the spot if I was to ask you to explain each of those in that order, and we didn't mix them up?
If I could remember the order, but anyway.
Tell us what you did find in general terms, in broad terms. What did you find out?
In adult cows have two, they have varying calls, but they have two main types of what we call contact calls for contacting their calves. So they have a low-frequency call, which is quiet, and is particularly important in the first 24 hours after a calf is born, and that call is used for the first few weeks, and it's really important for the calf to learn how to recognize its mother in the first few weeks. The high-frequency call is a much louder call, so if they're out in a big field and they're separated or out of direct line of sight with each other, the adult cow would produce that much louder call to actually call the calf. Or indeed, if the calf tries to call its mother, the mother will respond with that loud call, because usually it's indicating that the calf is hungry and wants to actually suckle milk from her.
And clearly this works even if there are a lot of cows and calves there. To anybody else, to us obviously, to the human ear, they all sound the same, but there's some distinct voice trait, if you like, separating them from the point of view of those who...
Yeah, we analyse them in great detail, and they're individually distinctive. The low frequency, the sort of quiet calls of the mothers are a lot more distinctive as well, and you would maybe expect that, particularly when they're the types of calls produced in close proximity to their calves for the first few weeks. But all the calls we analyse are quite distinctive, so you can tell one cow from another or one calf from another using details in analysis of the calls.
It's all very interesting. People might say, what's the point?
I mean, long term, I mean, there have been lots of suggestions that, for example, the calls of cattle can be used to monitor their welfare somehow. But what has been lacking is a detailed analysis of their basic calls. So these were calls that we recorded just from free-ranging cattle, a suckler herd, actually, that were relatively undisturbed, roaming about in large open fields. And until you have a good knowledge of the basic structure of their calls, you can't move on and develop something further into trying to monitor their welfare using the vocalizations.
So presumably they're all pretty basic or crude communications, are they? Do they have a happy sound as well as a warning sound?
That remains to be seen. I mean, we are continuing with this work, but I mean, it's not really crude communication. Actually, adult cow calls are really complicated, and it's really it takes a lot of time to analyze them as well. I think we measured about 28 or 30 different aspects of the call in this analysis, so it took a long time. Calves are a little bit easier, but as they grow up, they develop different call types.
Dr. McElligott, thanks indeed for talking to us. Thank you. That's Dr. Alan McElligott there at Queen Mary University of London.